Crossfire, the final hour on the show. We've been here since 5 a.m. Wow, 3 hours gone, one last hour, and then we're out till tomorrow. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. You guys are calling me. So what exactly are you calling about? Won't you even let me introduce myself? Okay, welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, and I'm bringing again this conversation on the report that's going around, the leaked, you know, report of the judicial panel sitting on both the Lekki, the NSAS protests at Lekki, and the cases of police brutality across Lagos State. Now, we've had this conversation earlier on, but we have an update on that, and I want to know your thoughts about this in the next 1 hour. So I'm having this show with you today. Now, remember that 2 days ago, the Minister for Information and Culture, Lam Mohammed, had granted a press conference where he said that he said several things, summary of which was that he insists the government does not believe that there was a massacre and that the report of the judicial panel, according to him, was practically tailed by moonlight and that it was practically a waste of taxpayers' fund and so many other things. The part I would like us to talk about today is that the minister also said, and I'll play the audio to you again, he questioned one of the reasons he questioned that report, the leaked report. The government has not released the official report or the white paper, but it was reacting to the circulating, the one that's circulating in the public. And he says one of the reasons he would discountenance the report of the panel is because parents of so-called the alleged persons who are said to have died at Lekki, at the protest at Lekki, there were no parents to claim their bodies. There was nobody saying, oh, I know someone, my child died, and so on. And according to him, any parent who does not come out to say my child died is not worthy to be called a parent. Don't take my word for it. Listen to this.
The family members of those reportedly killed merely insinuating they were afraid to testify. Even ghosts have owners who will look for them if they do not return home, not to talk of human beings. Where are the family members of those who are reportedly killed at the Lekki toll gate? If the panel is recommending compensation for the families, what are their identities and their addresses?
What are their identities? What are their addresses? Who are they? Where do they live? How do we authenticate them? Or do we just pay compensation to them because the panel says that they lost their children or family members to shootings at the toll gate? Well, I told you we have update about that. Well, yesterday, a member of the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry, Madeko Dumitemitokpe, has advised the Minister of Information and Culture to always confirm facts before going to press. Mr. Madeko Dumi said this in an interview with our correspondent here at Nigeria Info, Emmanuel Onwuka, in a reaction to the statement by the minister that it did not include policemen affected by the NSAS protests. He also, that's Madeko Dumi, revealed that two reports were submitted to the Lagos State government as the panel was tasked to look at two separate issues. He said the report on police brutality was not leaked and that one gave attention to the policemen, to the matters of the policemen. He said the summary drawn by the Minister of Information and Culture shows he made conclusions drawn from just the leaked report and not from authenticated facts. Again, listen to this.
The truth of the matter is that there were two reports presented on the day of presentation. One is in respect to police brutality cases, and the other is in respect to the investigation. In the police brutality cases that is not leaked, the police were given the opportunity to be listened to, many of them, as far as the panel could go. So that particular report is holistic. This particular investigation too is strictly on what happened on the night of the 20th of October 2020. And it is sad, and it shows that the Minister of Information is a minister with less information.
Whoa, that was quite something. All right, that's not all. Mother Kodumi also clarified why families of victims of the Lekki Toll Gate shooting could not be captured in the judicial panel report. He said the early closure of submission by the panel was the reason why many of the victims could not, the families of the victims could not be captured. The panel closed quite early and there was no time to take them. Listen to this.
When the judicial panel was set up, majority of Nigerians never believed in the process, never trusted the process, until they began to see families are being compensated. The panel is working. And as at then, early this year, people on cases of police brutality began to come out the more, but at a disadvantage because the panel has closed their windows for submission. The same happened to persons who are victims of the Lekki Toll Gate incident.
All right, so there you have it. The Minister of Information says, where are they? Why don't we have their names and addresses? Who are they? A member of the panel said, well, a lot of them didn't believe in the credibility of the panel. They didn't believe that anything set up by the government would work. But when they began to see that it was working, they wanted to come out. But then it was too late because submissions had closed. All right, so do you think this is tenable? If you lost someone at the Lekki Toll Gate, should you have been at the panel? I know for sure. I've interviewed some who were shot, who said they were shot at the protest at Lekki Toll Gate. I've interviewed them. I have some of the pictures, bullet wounds, and so on. We've also had on Nigeria Info. Oh, I think I should even get that and play a part to you. We also had a mother who came on Nigeria Info on an interview here who said that her son was shot at the toll gate and her son died. She shared her experience live on radio. So, the phone is yours, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 0146571900. Let's go. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, well, morning once more.
You're welcome.
Thank you. For me, God forbid, like Nigerians, we used to say here, I will come out. I will come out. Like those who didn't come earlier, you don't blame them because of Nigerian factor. Like the lawyer said, the man who just speak now, when they see that, oh, something is really happening, then people are starting coming out. So for me, Lai Mohammed, when I have been saying it, I wish I have the means, the resources. I will sue that man right from day one. He has this I don't care attitude. This is mere wickedness. How can something happen? And you are still denying. You will still get some of their supporters. Like one that always, you give the guy time all the time in the morning.
I don't give him time. I give everybody time. No, don't tell me I give him time. I give everybody time.
They notice, so the guy, they get spare time. I don't know.
No, you have to go. No, don't do that. That's unfair of you to do. I give everybody the same time. Don't do that. You don't like someone, doesn't mean that they... No, don't do that, please. Chiwike is here from my papa. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
What I want to say is that the gospel that is there, the fact is that some people don't want to come out there and take up, because they are afraid of Nigeria. But because Nigeria hide many atrocities. Like what they said, so, okay, now, the government, I'll find out there are some people that are sponsoring this and there. Oh, they said they want to mention the name, they will complicate, just giving to you now. People are still killing for this, but they still hide it. That's even saying what is going on. So some people is afraid of their head. They don't want to come out and say the truth. But Nigeria doesn't know that whether you say the truth or not, they're going to die. So what they're not saying the truth.
All right. Many thanks. Ife Shaw for me. Iju is here. Ife is here from Iju rather. Hello, Ife. Morning.
Iju is here.
Iju is here from Ife.
Good morning.
Welcome.
My daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, did you see and hear the firepower of that day? Flying. Are you telling me that those bullets did not touch anybody? Did not kill people? Were they killing birds in the air? The federal government should admit, and the state government should admit, that they are sorry. People died in that place. Even the one who come out, the girl that came out the last time, that they butted that lady. I will not come out, so.
Thank you very much. Do you think that if we don't have these reports, does it authenticate or diminish the authenticity of this report? Sam is here from Ikorodu. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Yes, like to interview some of the people that keep on shooting. Now the question is, who treated these people that were shot? At which hospital they treated them?
Yeah, those ones that were shot. The hospital. The details is in the report. The hospitals came out to say they treated people with gunshot wounds. So all of that is dealt with. But talking about those who died.
Then she died. I don't forbid not happen. Not happen. That I lost the brother one on the court of that answer.
You
then
did?
Where I was to appear testified.
You know what? Can you call me back? I really want to hear you, but your line is poor. I can barely make I can barely hear what you're saying, and I think you're sharing something really good with me. But please call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Doris.
Welcome, Doris.
I'm calling from Aja.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, please. I don't know why should I come and tell the government that they killed my child in the first place. Because they want to give me 10 million for the life of my child, a 22-year-old child, or a 25-year-old child. There's no need. We are seeing issues. Even the one that has name, family name. Look at the one that happened in Abuja, the vendor man that the head of the House of Rep man killed. What happened to that one? That one was glaring in the afternoon. Nothing happened. Talk less of this one that they are denying. So what am I coming to tell them? That they killed my child so that they can give me 10 million. For the life of a child, there's no need. I will come. I will not come. I don't need their money. I don't need their God. I would rather face my God and get my closure there. I don't have to come there. I don't have to come and tell anybody. Look at this girl that came to testify. Look at what happened to her. The injustice is just all over the place. There's no need. The government don't care about us.
Thank you very much. Mercy is on the line from Ikoyi calling us for the very first time ever. Mercy, welcome to Nigeria Info. Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. So, like, saying that this family should come out, some of them are scared. Some of them are very, very scared. Because, okay, the lady that had evidence of the DJ switch or something.
Yes.
She's running for her life now. So if these families come out, as in, how shall we that they are safe? That's the question. We are not scared of our country. We are scared of our own country. The government are fighting against us. So we are not safe. That's just, we are scared.
Thank you very much. But do you think that, I mean, if we don't have these families come out to lay claim, does it cast a shadow over whatever report is presented? I mean, the essence of the panel was to look at, to validate or invalidate claims. If there are no claims, does it mean that it did not happen? Or can the government reckon with those deaths if there are no claims? Do you get, I hope you get my question. Let me hope that you get my question, okay? Good morning, hello.
Good morning. Hello?
Your radio needs to be off, make it quick.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, good morning.
Okay, I'm calling from FedTech.
Welcome to the show.
I'm a first time caller.
Ah, good to have you here.
No, my issue with that line, Mohammed, is I listened to that elderly man that came to talk about how her son was shot and he died. Now, Nigeria Info had such information. My question is, how can we put this information, if the parents of these children don't want to come, how can we put this information to Nigerian government that really there was gunshot, there was gun injury, and people died in the process? That's my question. Because now the panel
has established that already.
Okay.
The panel established that there were shootings. That's what they established, at least by the report that is leaked, okay, which is not the confirmed report from the government. But according to that report, people were shot. In fact, they say that there was a massacre. But there are no names of families of victims of those who died.
Like, so that's the only one that came to your show.
Yes.
And I could remember that day she was crying. She could not even speak fluently. she had to even speak Yoruba.
Yes.
Such person wouldn't, she may not even be learned enough to even go and face the government, because definitely she doesn't have someone who will fight for her if for eventually she comes out. Mm. She was even bold enough to come to Nigeria. Mm. But can she be bold enough to go to Nigerian government and say, you shot my son and he died in the process?
Mm.
So that's the problem of an average Nigerian person. I don't have someone that will fight for me. That's why she was even bold enough to come to Nigeria for in the first place. But can she be bold enough to face the government? No.
But if the question is, if they don't come out to lay claims, isn't the government right to say, nobody has laid any claims, so we can't believe it happened?
Well, they can't come out. It's a fact.
Thank you very much. But if they don't come out, that's my question to you. Do you think that if they don't come out, the government can say, but we've been hearing? Can the government work with hearsay on this matter? Do you think the government can work with hearsay? Good morning. Hello. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Why are you calling a female line? No. That's you can't do that. Okay, you can't do that. What's going on here? Let's see. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Morning to you, everyone.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
My name is Prince Suarez, calling from Amuodofin.
Your radio has to be off. You always leave it on. I don't approve of that. I can hear your radio at the back.
I'm already off it now. Not through radio working now.
Thank you.
So, Mungbomi.
Mungbo, sir. Welcome to the show. Welcome, sir.
See, as it is now, if somebody died, the time of that wahala, everybody was shaking. But when Lagos is settled, the committee, everything has died down. They now call everybody, bring your grievance to the committee, to the panel. What is somebody saying? I'm afraid to go to the panel. Have you forgotten? The panel paid a lot of money to some freaking. Those who report the SRs, wahala, they were giving money. Without ending this thing. That is why I told the governor that he set up the panel, and I told the panel that they want to do a very good thing. They support the report now. They go say, I want to give the white paper before 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Mm.
The statement of Lai Mohammed, for me, I don't believe in it.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. I'm due for a break shortly. When I come back, I'll be taking your comments from WhatsApp, from Facebook and YouTube. We're streaming live on those platforms right now. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Money Crossfire. You are welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Money Crossfire. The Minister of Information and Culture, Lai Mohammed, had said, where are the families of those who are alleged to have died at the Lekki Toll Gate? Where are the parents? According to him, even goats have owners who go looking for them if they don't come back home. He goes on to say, if the parents don't come out because they claim to be afraid, they are not worthy to be called parents. Don't take my word for it. Listen to this.
Would the family members of those reportedly killed merely insinuating they were afraid to testify? Even goats have owners who will look for them if they do not return home, not return for the human beings. Where are the family members of those who are reportedly killed at the Lekki Toll Gate? If the panel is recommending compensation for the families, what are their identities and addresses?
What are their identities? What are their addresses? One of the members of the panel spoke to our correspondent on Nigeria Info yesterday and said, they didn't have the family members come presented the panel because most of them showed up late after submissions had closed. Let me talk about Maj Akodumi. He is speaking now.
When the judicial panel was set up, majority of Nigerians never believed in the process, never trusted the process. Until they began to see families are being compensated, the panel is working. And as at then, early this year, people on cases of police brutality began to come out the more, but at a disadvantage because the panel has closed your windows for submission. The same happened to persons who are victims of the Lekki Toll Gate incident.
There you go. Do you think that the fact that the parents or the family members of these persons are not captured in the report, in the case that we now get the original report and it's the same thing, does it invalidate that report? Because that's one of the holes the minister picked in this report, in which it says this is just stories by moonlight. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465719 0. Okay, yeah. Let's start from WhatsApp, right? I promised you guys it's 08095975805. Let me take from WhatsApp and then I'll go on to Facebook, YouTube, and then to Skype. Let me take this one. Wamimo, whether people come out or not, that should not diminish the authenticity of the panel report and should not be the reason for the government to deny the obvious or castigate the outcome of the panel they set up. Why should they not trust the work of their own appointed representatives? It means the government doesn't trust in itself. Their position is embarrassing, to say the least. Andy Man on WhatsApp. A panel conceived by the government with members handpicked by the government now being discredited by the government. Government magic. Olusoga Ajayi from Odunla Ikorodu says, good morning, Wemimo. My name is Gideon. If federal government are looking for names of victims, they should go to those hospitals and collect their data from them. At least before hospitals can attend to any patient, they will get their data. From there, they can call and know the people. But as for me, I can't come out. Okay. Shegun, I don't understand what you're saying. For all of us to investigate and confirm the names contained in the reports you have been killed at the Lekki Toll Gate on the fateful night, the following should be published: their full names and detailed addresses, their places of work, their class, course of study and name of school, their family details, and any other relevant information relating to them, so that we can confirm that they were truly existing, working, and studying in those places as stated. This will be the objective way of confirming the veracity of these claims. This is from the Jackal here in Lagos. I believe from Idimu says, good morning, that man. How can he say all of the families, all of them do not want to come out because they don't trust the government? Okay, you don't believe the member of the panel who was speaking. Comrade Abolore, Wemimo, honestly, Lai Muhammad is right. No matter how long they hide the truth from Nigerians, more and more truth will always emerge, no matter how long. It will one day catch up with them. I will be happy if justice be done for those responsible, for the NSAS killings. But if indeed our governor gave the order against the NSAS killing, then he should honorable resign. If I hear, I'm on YouTube now to take a few comments. There are so many. Shem Ade says, people affected should have come out so that such incidents are prevented in future. Those who carry it out should be punished. If nothing is done, we are giving them power to kill more people. Rafael Adegoke is on YouTube. I am highly disgusted by the statement of Lai Muhammad. They are trying to cover up the truth. He says the blood of the innocent will haunt this government forever. Unwabu for Daniel. Well done, Wemimo. Thank you. Seriously, I blame the judicial panel for not considering that people would not come to testify. Before our own very eyes, the lady that testified, what became of her? Rafael Adegoke here again says, Wemimo, didn't DJ Switch come out to tell us about those that were killed? Didn't the government hunt her? How about the lady that was attacked for testifying at the NSAS panel? I beg. Bola Oresanwo, I am disappointed with Temitope saying the second report wasn't leaked. Is it saying that the report we are seeing was leaked and is authentic? Why are we not asking the panel members how it got leaked? All right, I'm heading over to Facebook now to take a few comments from there. This is so small. One minute. Yeah, here we go. Not too much. Tai Bat Allison says, Wemimo, there are some people who do not know their children are dead. For instance, Emeka hustling in Lagos and his mom is in the village in the east is still praying for him. Yakubu in Lagos sleeping under the bridge and his wife is in Sokoto is hoping to see him soon. Wemimo, I wish the army didn't go there that day. Emmanuel Akinda Ide, I was driving... this is pretty long. Am I supposed to read this? No, not. is for you guys to read on Facebook. Okwade Michael, Lai should be ready to write an undertaking that if at least one relative of the victims come out, he will resign. Benedict Sama, the panel has validated that fact. They should believe the panel that they set up. Simple. Adegboyega, Michael Ademi Soye. Now that... What do you mean? Tokunegiye Dennis says, with the way the minister is lying about the issue, it is very scary and it is an open threat to the victims and Nigerians at large. So I don't think anyone can come out. Fina Dema Ashiwadu, the Minister of Information's comments are pure representation of this government, period. And so on. Sheriff Ijadwola Badmus says, if nobody comes out to prove that actually I lost someone, that means the authentication of the report is hearsay, and this will continue to give government edge that nobody does. I would have suggested that the way for government to do this would to say, okay, that would be after the Lagos government has presented the white paper and we've seen the original report from the government, and say, okay, according to this report, the panel says that the people died. We're opening a window of opportunity. We're giving you maybe 30 days. If you're a family member, if you believe that your family member died, we will keep you safe. We will provide protection. Meet us here. Make this presentation here. Tell us about your loved one that died. I mean, a bit of reassurance might encourage these families to come out and also to give them a little trust. To say, oh yeah, maybe I won't be hurt if I come out to talk. I mean, if the government really wants to deal with that issue, that is what I would recommend as the best way to attempt this. But again, that's what it is. All right, I'm back on the phone. So again, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Like you rightly said, I don't know why Lai Mohammed is lying. Who called Roman Yiga?
You can't claim he's lying if you can't prove it. He has not said to us that he's telling
like
any lie.
Like one of the panel rightly said,
mm-hmm.
that he's acting from lesser information.
Mm.
Are they contradicting each other? Who set up this panel? It's Lagos State, for crying out loud, not we Nigerians. Why is it difficult for Mr. Lai to believe what they said? And to Nigerians who are scared of coming out, you can't blame them. You can't blame them. What assurance are they giving this hopeless mother? Some people don't know their children are gone, to be honest. Lagos is a place of hustling where people come from far, near. You won't be surprised. Most people who died, maybe they are from Cotonou, our nearest neighbor.
Many thanks for calling me. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Omo.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Omo from Aja.
Welcome, Omo.
Now, this season won't be a top, something we should drag about. Meaning, for we to drag about this, the Minister of Information has already agreed that something actually happened at Lagos Tollgate on the 28th of October, 2020. Because initially they said nothing happened. Then, other times, rubber bullets were used. Now he has agreed, live ammunition were used. So you cannot open fire like that. You have gunshot injury, and there will be casualties. So this won't be something we should drag about. So I'm waiting for the white paper to come out. Then
yes.
We would know what to do.
Yes, the white paper should be out if the government's deadline is anything to go by. The Lagos government gave the committee 2 weeks. This is the second week running, so by next week we should have a white paper. And once and for all, maybe we'll just know what direction this is heading in. All right, I'm going on to Skype. If you're outside of Nigeria, you can call us on Skype, Nigeria Info 99.3, and join the conversation there. Oh, okay. Give me a minute to get this silent. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Yes, welcome.
Yeah, Lai Mohammed is right. The military did not come. Nothing happened. Everything he said is right. He's very, very correct. Nobody died. Everything is peaceful. We have heard everything. What we just want to tell him that we heard. We will tell him it's our own. 2023, we know what to do. Good morning.
Good morning. Says everything he says is right. All right, my final caller. And then it's... Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, welcome. You're my last caller. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Joe. I'm calling from Okota.
All right, Joe.
So, you remember in this country, we are in this country when Nigerians were complaining that cows and herdsmen were disturbing and eating up farm crops.
Mm-hmm.
We remember a top Nigerian saying, where are the cows? You can't see the cows. So if Mr. Lai Mohammed is saying, where are the victims? I guess the Nigerian, the individual who asks us then, where are the cows? I hope he's still looking for the cows. And I also hope that in the nearest future, in the future, Mr. Mohammed will come to ask, where are the victims? That's my contribution. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I'll wrap this up with a comment on YouTube from Daniel Igaro, who claims and thinks that the government will hunt all those that will testify. That's why they're asking for their address. Well, the conversation could swing both ways. But think about this. I mean, by next week, we should know where this is going, if the white paper is ready next week, and if the government, Lagos State government, releases the full report into the public, they would have something to truly analyze, okay? But for now, we're looking at the comments by the Minister for Information. I need to go right now. Thank you all for being a part of the show. I'll be back again at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Friday. Fantastic. So, look at my phone lines. I'm sorry, but my time is totally up. It's good time to remind you that we're having a dinner. I'm having a dinner for you on the 19th of December this year, and it's a good time for you to plug into it. It's not free, it's a paid event because there's a lot going on there. But go talk to me on social media. The link is on all my social media handles at Wemimo Sport. Be a part of it. If you miss it, well, I'm just going to be here to gist you about it. Okay, so I need to go. After the break is the news, and then Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. After that, the Techers. After that, Sunnyside. After that, Hard Fact. After that, Sport. After that, late night, it's Ada and Freeze. We got it covered all the time. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Follow me on social media at Wemimo Sport. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Bye now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.